It's Postcast after the Utah Jazz take full advantage of playing a terrible basketball team for the first time all year. We'll try to decipher which of these events that took place were actually real or which were just playing the New York Knicks. That's next on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South, 20th East. Look what someone brought me.
I have one as well, David.
Right, but look what they brought me. Mudslide cookies from the store. That makes me happy. He's watching us right over there. That's really kind of what? Whoa, we're in both places. Might be how Dante Exum and Rudy Gobert felt early in this game. They keep letting us do this.
You know what they're feeling?
What?
This is what it feels like. That's exactly what they're feeling now. This is what it feels like. You know, they're looking at other teams and their records, and they know they're just as good or maybe better, and the Jazz don't have the record that they have because of the scheduling. And so now they're thinking, this is exactly what it feels like. We want more of that.
Well, I've talked about this the whole year, and I feel maybe just on a personal level that it really has fallen on deaf ears by a lot of people, that we have not played any of the bad teams in the league, and that you need games in which you have nights like tonight and you feel good about yourself, Ron. How valuable is it just to beat the crap out of somebody?
Well, it's good. It feels real good. But then once they get into the locker room, the coach is going to remind them that who they play. You're going to remind them on how the team is. You know, I'm just short of saying that they're a terrible basketball team.
The first half tonight was disorganized and a basketball. Last time we saw a team look like that was Sacramento in the preseason.
Yeah, so that's exactly what he's going to remind them of, and remind them also of who they're playing next. And so this is a ball game that the Jazz had to win. Obviously, they knew they were going to beat this team, even though the Jazz were kind of shorthanded. But right now they're just feeling that, you know, some guys that don't get a chance to spend a lot of time on the floor, they're happy for games like this.
So let's instead take a look at the guys who got the extra time tonight. Dante Exum played in place of Ricky Rubio, and Dante was great. I mean, you could be bad against a bad team. Yeah. He was great. He made super decisions. He played with pace. We were concerned that when he comes off the bench, he plays seemingly every possession for himself, and then if that doesn't develop, he finds someone else. Tonight was the exact opposite. That he played in a great team concept. He played under control. He played with great reads. I don't think he missed a read all night tonight. He played with fatigue, which was a question. I mean, he really was terrific.
Well, played 26 minutes, you know, and that's a season high for him, you know, and career high in assists. I mean, those numbers, they look awfully good. The big thing now is when you're playing, it looks a little bit better competition. When the guard line is a little, and where you can't get down the lane as often as he did tonight, and what do I do next? So it's a decision that he's going to have to make when he's playing against better competition. So
Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors played an undermanned, poor defensive group in centers in Luke Kornet and Enes Kanter, and just obliterated them.
Yeah. Everything up above the rim, screens, everything was set very, very well, and just were able to roll to the baskets consistently, and it was just the big man's game tonight for the most part.
You know, to this theme of playing a bad team for the first time and taking advantage of it, Thabo Sefolosha is a guy who's been just trying to find a rhythm, find the few minutes. Tonight with Jay Crowder out, he gets a lot. He goes home tonight with a double-double, so he drives home tonight feeling he contributed, feeling good about himself, feeling a belief in his knee again. I mean, these are the games that this team just so badly needed, and Thabo was really active on the boards tonight with 10 rebounds.
And feeling confident enough to carry over into the next ball game. I mean, that's what games like this will do to a player that's minutes have been limited out there on the floor. And you know, whenever your limits are limited and you go out there and you might make one of five shots or something like that, strictly because you don't have that extended playing time in order to recover from something like that, you need a ball game like this to regroup your confidence, your mentally and you know, all of those things. And so, but got Toronto next, and we'll see what these guys are.
We play two not very good teams on a road trip and two great teams on the next road trip, and unfortunately we play the two not very good teams on a back-to-back, so that'll be, other than it means we don't have to spend time in those cities, that will be a little, make it more difficult.
And the thing is, how often have we been one game under 500? The next ball game, we can get the 500 and we lose, and now we're fighting back up with two games up. So we'll have that opportunity again here against Toronto, and an excellent chance of making up those games here on the next three games after that.
All right, the Jazz win it tonight in blowout fashion over the New York Knicks. They led by 37 at the half. They led by 40 in the first half, and they win it 129-97. Have a good night. Be safe.